Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ranelagh.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. A big Monday edition of the Rush Hour. I'm just going to forewarn everyone. I'm a little fired up and angry. A little fired up and angry as I big in the big man, who I tell you what, is going sugar-free. Right,
no.
It's a shout-out. It's a warning. Use it for whatever you will. But just be aware that the big guy is going sugar-free for a month. So that implies a lot of roller coaster activities. I welcome the one and only Juice.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide, Mount Gambier. Thank you for joining us once again. But yes, Maz and I went for a walk today.
We've done this before.
Jetty to jetty. Had a bit of a chat about life and our kiddies. And then we just said to each other. Yeah, I did say this. No sugar for a month.
Do you remember what happened last time?
It's time. I need to do it, Lou.
The fatigue levels, the petrol tanks were on vapour. We were cougars coming in.
So, Lou, I've got to look after my health, Lou.
Has anyone seen an aircraft carrier around here? And you just, mate, you'd be like this.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good, Lulu. So no sugar for a month. So good luck, Adelaide. Oh, here we go.
Sugar-free. All right.
Right.
Let's go. That's an interesting start to the week. And as I said, got a massive show. We are going to catch up with Newcastle winner of the VH, Davey Reynolds, our man.
Are we just going to ring him?
Going to cold call. We've got his number.
He's our buddy.
We just go straight to the source.
Yeah, I like
Get
this.
Get straight on in. Got some over 18 stuff coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, which may
Have
interest
we?
A bit of family. Nothing untoward, but just a really weird type of... abstinence happening at the moment, Jars, which we'll get to.
Okay.
But most importantly, and let's get it rolling right now, this proposed hotel at the Adelaide Oval, honestly, I don't know where to start. I want the family's thoughts. 133353.
I love it.
This is one of the worst ideas ever seen in my life.
Right.
In my absolute
life.
Just
hold your powder.
Just.
Okay.
How is this even a thing? And great to see they've consulted the public on it.
Mm.
Whose is it again down there?
42 mil.
Who owns it?
The SMA and key stakeholders, the government.
Yeah.
Just hold your powder.
133353. The boutique hotel, just to face the eastern entrance. Of the beautiful Adelaide Oval. Love to get your thoughts,
family. I've already booked my room.
Hey, Ryan Griffin's going to be catching up with us, is he?
He
signed up with Goolwa Port Elliott, apparently.
That's a great get.
That is enormous.
Mm. But I don't think he's going to play the whole year, though.
No, it'll be,
but it'll be a good get.
It'll be a casual
And I got a little bit of mail, Lou. The tongue was lurking in the gutters of Adelaide over the weekend.
See, even that needs to belong at six, that type of talk.
But I've got a beauty.
All right. And can I, because I'm not in a great mood, and I'll tell you why. Can I do a shout-out? Do you mind?
It's up to you. 50-50 on this show.
To the flog who wouldn't let me in this morning on Osmond Terrace after I dropped my daughter off at daycare.
Yeah, right, sorry.
So the lights are red. Kenzo Road, Osmond Terrace,
All right,
and they're 7 or 8 deep, and I had an entire parking lane that I could have cruised on down and jumped in, so I just had an expectation that we're all sitting there that he would let me in.
Absolutely.
Well, we went about 20 metres and he still hadn't let me in, and in the end, we almost butted headlights. I mean, you're an out-and-out dead shit, honestly.
Here he goes.
And I'm apologies to hijack the segment.
I know.
But who is in that big a hurry? Let me rephrase. No. Who is that important that you can't let somebody in? God, I hope you need to get in again, mate.
Easy. We've got our kiddies in the car.
Yeah, I know.
Uncle Louis.
I hope the driving guys get a hold of
no,
you.
No,
in a sense.
Yeah.
Not in that sense, God.
No,
but in a sense that no one ever lets you in again. Ever. Ever. Ever.
Did you get his number plates?
No, I did not. But I tell you what, as I got stopped at the lights, I looked around, almost got out, and I was going to go.
No.
And just say to
him, rage.
I just need to know where are you going that's so important to make you in such
maybe
a hurry.
He knew you were. He doesn't like us. He doesn't listen to us.
Well, if he did, he certainly doesn't listen to us, but I just need to get it off there. And don't get me started on this hotel.
Yeah,
133353. Don't get me started on Dave Warner.
Here we go.
And don't get me started on you. Dave. You and no sugar.
You sure it's him on no sugar?
Look at your jacket.
Don't get me started on you. Shut that thing down. Shut that down.
The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis here at Triple M.
Anyone else still in disbelief that there's going to be a hotel built?
A
boutique.
Boutique. 128 rooms.
In the Eastern Grandstand at Adelaide Oval without any consultation of anyone in the public. 128 room hotel, backing of cabinet, still requires DA approval, right, or development approval. Mm. But for all intents and purposes, they can get the SMA. Mm. Got access to a loan of up to 42 mil through the SA Government Financing Authority. I don't know what to think of this.
What's wrong with what?
I don't mind it. My first question, why? 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 Anne Moran's with me. Of course she is, because the parklands
are.
Guess what? Guess what the parklands are for? The parklands, Ace.
This is all parklands, and we must be very careful to not just eat it up with rapacious developments.
It's not built on the parklands, mate. It's built on the premises of the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, you're being very technical.
No, I'm not. But is it built on the parklands, is it?
The Oval is.
No, but the view's going to be seeing the beautiful parklands. They're building on the River Torrens parklands on the other side of the bridge, aren't they? Grabbing all that nice space to put some big buildings and entertainment.
So they should
precinct.
Finally get to the riverfront. Absolutely. Why do you need a hotel on a sporting venue?
No other venue in the world is going to do what we're going to do.
Wow.
Attract more tourists. It'd be fantastic. I think it's a great idea.
But why not give it to the public to be able to have a say on it, whether they want it or not?
I'm not involved in the government.
Clearly.
What's your issue with it? What's your point?
It looks ordinary. And most importantly...
How do you know it looks ordinary?
I can see from the pictures. That's what it's going to look like, mate. That's exactly... And what I don't get why an Adelaide icon needs to be turned into a boutique hotel... Because the SMA are struggling to make money.
So that's why they're building it, aren't they?
Yeah, they're trying to get a revenue stream. And their idea is, their school of thought is, they can put the money back in to fixing up the stadium when it's required. I mean, at $15 a beer, I reckon they're making plenty. Don't you?
Where's the swimming pool?
Make it near on impossible.
And the gym room.
What? You'll lose your little area over there, mate. McGarry Crow will get the flick. Yeah, you think it's very funny.
Honestly, Lou, I think it's a great idea.
My big one.
I don't have an issue with
it. Yeah, I agree with him.
Shut up. I just don't get the lack of consultation because. I do believe we, even though it was how it's been paid for, does not the taxpayer. Really, in the state, the resident of South Australia get a say in what happens to that Oval?
Well, not really.
Not really?
So
it's just a business deal?
That's just government. That's just government's DNA. They just go and do it.
Just developers who are sitting on the development board let's just build.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how they work. 100 jobs, creating some jobs, which is important for our state, isn't it?
Yeah, but do you really want a hotel?
I do. I absolutely do. I'm serious. I think it's a great idea. Great idea. And when you look at it, it's not too bad. It's not going to take away from the great Adelaide Oval.
What? So that beautiful, that is the best look of that stadium is walking up to that East Terrace when you walk up. And then now you're going to see a big viewing platform where people are looking down on you, like you're at the horse sales. And you're rolling on in. Yeah? And the elite with their snout firmly in trough are sitting above you as you wander into
the
people's ground.
How much a room?
I've got no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Who knows what it's going to be?
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't imagine it'd be too cheap.
Noise level for night games, what would that be like?
Oh, who would know?
Okay.
That'll probably be an extra cost. A little of glazing, insulation, so it's not too loud for the guests. I'd hate to wake them from their slumber because of a sporting event. And will there be signs everywhere that you'll have to leave quietly?
Build it and they
so
will.
So you don't disturb everybody?
Arrive. Build it and they will arrive.
Can't believe I'm on the side of the NIMBYs.
The idea family.
When are you rolling out your faulty towers gags?
Do you want it now?
Nah, Josh from Cherry Gardens. G'day, Josh.
Hey guys, how are you?
Where's his opener?
He doesn't get one.
How did he get through?
Josh, do you like the idea or not?
I hesitate to say this because Louis's having a bad day, but Jarz, you are 100% spot on. I do not understand why people do this. It's on the outer facade, for starters. It's not affect the Oval at all. It's on the outer facade, which has already got concrete on it anyway, so it's not actually parklands as it is now. Yeah. And it's going to bring in high rollers who come in and pay megabucks to stay there. It's the money made off it goes to the Stadium Management Authority. Who gets the money from them? Where does that money actually end up? In the taxpayer's pocket. It won't cost the taxpayer anything. It'll make money for the taxpayer.
Well done.
It'll pay off the stadium. It'll pay off its own development. Just like when we did the redevelopment of the Oval, it's almost already paid itself off that $530 million.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer unless you're just... Yeah, resistant to change, and Louis is normally progressive, so I just don't understand why he can't get his head around this.
Not today,
he'll even provide a shelter for people waiting at the gates in the middle there. So yeah, it's
interstaters can come over and watch their footy sides play. Love it, Josh. Wayne of Clarence Park. G'day, Wayne.
Hello, fellas. How are we going?
Yes. Goodbye, no. Do you like the idea, Wayne? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Isn't it the most expensive stadium in Australia for our frothies? Isn't it the most expensive stadium for our hot dogs? How much is the night's going to accommodation going to be? It'll be $1,200 to stay in this joint. The margins that these bloody SMA boys run on.
Well, no, you'll never get there because, you know, you'll have your snout like a jarman firmly in the trough.
Oh. You can just imagine it, though, can't you? Like, a hot dog's already the dearest in the country there. Like, eggs and bacon at this joint would be like $50.
No. Come on, Wayne.
Come on.
No, I think it's incredibly
overpriced.
Very positive development for our state it's in the Adelaide Oval, which is loved by everyone around
the riverfront, I would have thought. What about everything else? What about the ramping at the hospital? What about $42 million going into solving a few other problems that the state's got?
No, I agree. No, that's what those power brokers, they got to make those decisions.
You still didn't get your folding towers gang out.
Yeah, Sean stuffed up the phone.
I didn't stuff up at all.
I think they're on my side, Luke.
Rush Hour Triple M. It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis here at 104.7 Triple M.
Tell you what, safety net just found in studio. Tell you more about it a little bit later on. The V8's wrapped up in Newcastle, the Newcastle 500. And what a track, what a spectacle that is on the TV.
Yeah.
And Team Penske, Ford, Scotty McLaughlin picked up his first supercar championship. But we're not going to call him. You know why? Who won yesterday? Our man. Good old Daisy. Davey Reynolds.
He's two.
In the Erebus Motorsport. He was the man with the slickest times rocking around Newcastle. So let's give him a call now and congratulate him because he's part of the show. He's part of us.
He's part
Dial
of
this
effort.
Up, please, Murph.
Righto.
Hope he answers.
Geez, the Don rocked him, eh?
Hello.
Davey boy, Jars and Louis, Triple M Adelaide. Well done.
Where have you been?
Mate, what's going on?
We're jumping on the bandwagon.
You haven't spoken to me in
ages. I know, we left you alone to your devices till you delivered on the big stage again.
What have you done at Hugh Hefner last night, have you, after your win?
Nah, literally, I just went to bed.
Mate, we are just ringing to congratulate you.
Well done, brother.
Just slicing and dicing the Newcastle circuit. Well done.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was good.
It's good. Had some serious speed too, which is a nice way to finish the year.
Yeah, that's always good. Right. I'm looking forward to a break, though. Our season's way too long.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
we've got to shorten it.
It seems to be way too much and stretched out.
It does.
When you come in Adelaide for downtime, we can go out for a froth.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. Bloody oath.
Well, let us know.
So, happy with it, mate, where it all ended up?
Yeah. Ended up fifth in the championship. I was only like 19 points behind Lounsey. I wanted to beat Lounsey for the last time.
Yeah.
Just to say thanks. Great for all the memories.
How was the farewell for Lounsey? Did the boys get together
awesome.
And give him a big tip, the champagne on his head?
No, he was good, mate. He was really good. I bowed to him in pit lane.
I heard that.
We're not worthy out of
kiss the ring.
Wayne's
kiss
world.
The ring. Yeah. That's the boy.
That was good.
So what are you going to do now when you get? You're going to go to Bali? You're going to go to schoolies? Or where are you going to go?
So my boss made a bet with me last year that if I win, Bathurst could take me to Amsterdam.
Oh.
So I'm going to Amsterdam.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, so cold.
This could be the last time we speak to you.
Yeah. And there's a lot of red.
Dead man. Walking dead man.
There's a lot of funny streets in Amsterdam, too.
I know. I've just been.
Be careful.
Put it this way, Dave. Whatever you do.
Apparently, I was surprised.
Yeah, we just thought we'd take a chance, mate. Ring you, say well done.
Proud of you,
great
mate.
Driving. Loving what you're doing and keep it up. And enjoy your break, mate. Well deserved.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call.
We love you. You're one of ours.
I love you too, man.
Is there any chance of getting a rush hour on the back of that pit? How much, Dave? How much?
You still got your driving gloves?
No, I haven't sent me a dress.
Louis hasn't got them.
I'm going to send my address today, all right? And slip some in for me. They'll be a nice present for Christmas.
Miss Daisy.
All right, mate. Well done.
Brother.
Enjoy.
All right, thanks, boys.
There is Dave Reynolds of Erebus Motorsport picking up the big win at Newcastle season ender.
Our boy.
Scotty McLaughlin won the title.
But
we're talking to the blokes with the real personality.
Absolutely.
Our man. Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters.
Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
The quiz with no name, $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions, 60 seconds, Jars, and a free hit with the Automasters Lifeline. Who's playing?
Nathan from Highbury. G'day, Nathan.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Great.
Good, Nathan. How's your day?
Not bad, mate, not bad.
Nathan, do you play cricket?
No, not at all.
Okay, just regarding a duck club, that was all. Just see if you...
Yeah, no, sorry, mate.
Oh, trying to get a double whammy.
You?
Yeah, all right.
Old cross-promote.
Yeah, the old cross-promote. All right, Nath, as I said, 60 seconds, 10 questions, one Automasters lifeline. Be fair to say these might have been rushed a touch.
I feel a bit funny about this one, Lee.
I'll give you over to Jar, and your time will start at the end of the first question, mate. All the best of luck.
Yeah. Okay, here we go, Nath. Who won the Newcastle Supercars yesterday?
No, mate.
Read the question. Again. Read the question, mate.
Which driver has won this year's supercar? Crown. Yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
Start again. Hang on, Nate.
Nate,
hang on. Hang on, Jar. Hang on. If there's one more mistake, we're to hang up on you, Jar.
Nate.
Don't ad-lib. Just read it.
Nate, yeah, read the question. Okay.
Which driver won this year's supercars at Newcastle?
Stop.
What'd you say? It's just that you boys said to me, change the question to who won the Newcastle supercars yesterday.
Question 9.
Oh,
you're out.
Shit.
Nath, you and I are going to do this.
Sorry. All right, mate.
All right, sorry, I'm really Luke. Sorry. In fact.
Oh, I didn't listen.
Sorry.
No, I thought it was question one.
Can we just give him the money now and just call it quits? What a great segment.
Sorry, Nath.
You're right, mate.
Does
you're right.
For being put through that, surely he's got an hour for getting an extra Automaster.
No. It's pretty
good. Give it to Luke.
Oh, Nath.
Go.
All right, Nath. You and I will do this. Let's go, mate. Ready?
All right, let's do it.
Which driver won this year's Supercars crown?
McLaughlin.
Name the captain of the Australian women's cricket team?
Park.
Who was the first 36er to be ejected from yesterday's game?
Park.
Who top scored for Australia in the men's T20 last night?
Was it Short?
Which country won golf's World Cup?
US.
How many goals did Adelaide United kick on the weekend?
Three.
Which Port draft pick will be wearing Chad Wingard's number next year?
Pass, mate.
Who won the final ever Davis Cup?
Pass.
Who won the Newcastle 500 yesterday? You would have heard that question.
Davey Reynolds.
Yep. What sport did the 36ers play?
Basketball.
Who's the captain of the Australian women's cricket team?
Automasters.
Who was the first 36er to get the flick yesterday, get a tech foul? Jacob.
Is it Wiley?
Mm-hmm. And which Port draft pick will be wearing number 20 next year?
No idea, mate.
That's all right. Good effort. Under real trying circumstances, I think that is an outstanding performance.
Analyzing now.
I am so sorry, Nathan from Highbury.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Correct. Yeah. That is an outstanding performance, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
For your trouble, Murph, I think he gets the lot.
I just get 1,000.
No, but no money, but everything else we could possibly throw at this young man for putting up with that type of behaviour. I didn't mention everyone, and if you've missed it at the start of the show, Jars and Maz are going without sugar.
That's right, I forgot about that.
We've had our first low on the show already, Nate, but for your trouble, mate, you get this.
Shall we empty the fat Santa sack here?
Yes, please.
All right, okay. Roll these up, okay? Carton of Pirate Life beer,
nice.
Pirate Life Brewing, opening their new brewery tap room March next year.
Uh-huh.
Voucher to Thomas Farm Kitchen's market store. You get a kilo of lamb loin chops free when you spend $75 or more. ThomasFarmKitchens.com.au. And Adelaide United versus Brisbane Roar tickets at Cooper Stadium this Friday. Get your tickets from Ticketek.
You're giving away the fat Santa prize.
Nath, I've saved the best for last. Jazz, an apology, please.
Nath of Highbury. Must apologise, my friend.
No, all good. All right. I love you so, boys. I forgive you.
You're a good boy. Very rare mistake.
I reckon, is there, Murph, you know better than us. Is there a way that legal action can be taken?
You can't. I'm thinking Australian Radio Sport.
Can I apologise to you two? Because I actually didn't listen to what you said regarding question 9. And I thought you were saying question to question 1.
Takes a big man to apologise.
Oh, well, you know.
All right. I appreciate it. Nate, well played, mate. Them. Enjoy those prizes. Everybody else, we'll see if we can get this back on track.
Do I get suspended?
No. No. You need to do extra work now.
See, your fault because you rushed the questions today. You rattled me.
Charles and Louis, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Quick shout out to Automasters. kind of got lost in the chaos and anarchy of the quiz.
Are they still with us?
They're still with us. Good. Hey, if you can't need to service or repair, you can Zip Pay now. Zip Pay is now available at Automasters, giving the option to fix now and pay later. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, and if it's anything like how they take care of you and your car, that'll be real easy. All right, Jars, time to talk some cricket. Mm. And congratulations to our Southern Stars.
Yeah.
World T20 champions of the world. Fantastic. Brilliant. Win. Massive win.
Yeah. Entertaining to watch.
Alyssa Healy, how good? How four player of the matches throughout the tournament.
She's a star,
just
mate.
Unbelievable
She's
stuff.
A superstar.
And our girl, here's our girl, Elise Perry, after they won.
We've done a lot of things to improve our game, to play a different brand of cricket. Hopefully it's been really inspiring. I hope people back home have enjoyed watching it.
Absolutely. If you want to see how to work women's sport out, AFL, take a leaf out of that book.
Well said.
Of how they've been able, Cricket Australia, one of the great things they've been able to do.
Mm.
With the last bargaining agreement, get the money back in, professional players doing what professionals do.
It's, they've been the shining light in what has been a very ugly cricket season
Absolutely,
so far, Lou.
Well done. Before I get to Dave Warner, the Aaron Finch debate. Of course, test team.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably open the batting.
Next week.
Alongside of the debutant, Marcus Harris.
Yep.
They just happen to be teammates, those two boys.
They are.
He normally bats at 5 for Victoria.
Yeah.
I think a compromise is coming after Warney went whack on the weekend.
Some of the past greats can't believe the decision.
He might be bumped to 3.
No.
Why wouldn't you put the pair of
them
together?
Peter Hanscom's the captain of Victoria. He's made that decision. He reckons he averages 50 with the bat, batting at 5 for Victoria.
What about
Aaron Finch?
Take one for your team, or in this case, your country.
Your country.
And put the pair together so they're used to batting together. So we can get ready for first
Well, Justin
test.
Langer's got to step in and say no. Yeah. He's opening for Victoria because that's where he's going to do, like you said, for his country.
And he's been in real ordinary nick too.
Well, he has.
In the short format.
Well,
he's not
flying.
So that one is just as gobsmacking. Yeah. And this one, I mean, and I don't know where you sit on this. And I know there's been a real softening in the stance of it all. But Dave Warner in the nets being bowled to by Pat Cummins and Josh Hazlewood. Now, with the current ban, he's not allowed to be there when the Australian T20 team are in the vicinity or training.
Yeah, yeah.
But those two boys, Cummins and Hazelwood, they're not part of the T20 squad.
No, they're getting ready for the test squad.
But my argument here is if you're banned, aren't you banned?
Because they shouldn't be there.
Because Hazelwood and Cummins, they're in their Australian uniforms.
No.
Justin Langer is standing in the umpire's position.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't get how David Warner is allowed to be back in that environment.
Well, Stephen Smith's addressing and talking to the players, Australian players, mentoring some of the bowlers regarding India. Justin Langer called the boys in to have a bit of a run with them.
Yeah, because I get what they're trying to do.
So obviously Cricket Australia signed off on it.
Warner was the real angst between the bowlers from last time where the trouble started. Mm. I get you're trying to smooth that over, but I think if you're banned, I don't think you're hanging out with the Australian team.
No.
I don't think you're training and having them bowl at you.
No.
You know, today there's pictures of Steve Smith and Justin Langer catching up. I don't have an issue as much as that because you can do that in any way or form. But I'm a bit with you, though. But when Steve Smith's passing on intel to the current day player in the Australian team, I don't think you're in the squad, mate. You're not part of it.
Because they're suspended.
Yeah, because of the suspensions.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
Making it up as they go along. Again, Cricket Australia.
Hey, if we didn't have the Indian supporters at the Sydney Cricket Ground last night,
10-1.
There'd be no
favour. Absolutely.
Oh, they were wonderful. They're so passionate.
You mentioned to me a little earlier. What are the numbers?
About 3 million people have turned
Cricketers off. Shed. Mm. Yeah.
The viewers. Yeah. About 3 mil.
And they're winning us all back by having the T20s on pay TV, where the majority of the average person can't even get a look at it. I haven't seen any cricket this summer yet.
We were no good last night.
Any, I know the rain's been around a bit. That's the only thing I do know. And Virat Kohli is as good as ever.
Oh, he's a superstar.
But other than that, I haven't seen it because if you haven't got Foxtel, you can't catch the Aussies.
Rush Hour, Triple M.
Monday is Duck Club, 133353. The numbers should come through. Or the hotline, 8299-8091. We've got a choice of both. Let's go to the calls first, Joe.
Jaden of Lindock. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. I'm just ringing up for one of my friends.
Yep.
He got a duck on the weekend.
Oh, yep.
The middle stump literally got blown out. So, he's gone, clean bowled. And if his dad's listening, well, hope he gets embarrassed.
All right. Jaden, can you give us a name?
Cody Bainish.
Cody. Very nicely done, mate. Beautiful.
How old are you, Jado?
I'm 11.
All right.
So,
how'd you go, Jado?
How'd you get,
I got pretty good. I got 15.
Good boy.
Not bad. Well played.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the call, champ. Lyndon of Paralowie. G'day, Lyndon. Spoke very well.
How you going, boys?
Talk to us.
Righto, Lyndon.
All right.
Yeah, got a mate that plays for Craigmore Cricket Club.
Mm-hmm.
He They got bowled out for 72, and he happened to get two golden ducks in the same day.
Righto. Name and shame.
Yeah, Mitchell McGiver, Craigmore Cricket Club.
Mitchell McGiver, Craigmore Cricket Club. A very proud cricket club.
A golden pair.
He would be embarrassed.
Yeah. Fantastic work there.
Well done.
Thanks, Lyndon.
All right. Andrew Mapstone from the Gummaraka Cricket Club made a duck. All right. He won't ring yet. He tells me, he texts me about his brother, Jimmy, who's made ducks all year. Yeah. Yet when it's his turn to come on and purge, he hides.
When are they going to land?
He hides in the trees up there at Gummaraka.
Oh, exactly.
Very just disappointing for the Mapstone boys.
Does Hill sprint up this side of the oval? All right.
All right, here we go.
We've got a hotline, haven't we?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Adam Duncan here from Century United Cricket Club. Standing captain for the last 2 weeks. Last week, I unceremoniously stumped for a duck, and this week I put myself open and batting, gone, caught behind, first over of the day. And that's how I got out, and I'm embarrassed to ring. Thanks.
There he is, Adam Duncan. See that? Didn't call the first week?
No.
When he was standing
captain?
But
felt sick all week.
Then so called after he'd said. The cricketing gods got him again.
They do.
He'll be okay now. That's how easy it is. 8299 8091 Duck Club. It happens all week. If you feel the urge, call to purge.
The Rush Hour now with Charles and Laurie at 104.7 Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jars.
You've got mail.
Mailbag.
Okay, this is an interesting one. I got this the other day, Lulu. So I've done a bit of background search on this information regarding...
Fact-checking?
I did a little bit of that, Lulu, as you know. A TV sports reporter in Adelaide has offered a AFL player, an AFL player, $200 each week out of his pocket to feed him information regarding his respective football side.
Oh, dear.
Hey, dear. the cheek. And the individual player told him to go and get. How bad are these journos getting? How bad is that, Lou?
Yeah, look.
That is embarrassing. And this individual, this TV sports reporter, mate, he's crossed the line as far as I'm concerned.
You don't do that.
He's going to pay $200 out of his own pocket each week so this player could feed him info about... team lineups, injuries, the intel in the change rooms, because then he can go and sprout it on TV.
Yeah. It's a tough one for me. I feel compromised here because I work with someone who doesn't get much right. The idea that we pay someone to get it right.
But I don't sell myself like that.
No, look, that's not on.
That's not on. Look, nah. But we say it all the time.
I hope that's not protocol right throughout the media, especially through Melbourne and all the footy states. I hope that's not protocol. Because I would hope the players would be to have too high a moral standard to say, look, mate, I'm not giving anything out of my football club.
And a credit to the player, he just told him to go and jam it. Now, we said it before, there's 1,000 sports
journals. Too many. They're all trying to scoop themselves.
There you go, Lulu.
We're going to scoop ourselves up now and catch you tomorrow.
Charles and Laurie, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, No Nut November, it is called, Charles. Over 17,000 men have taken the vow of chastity for No Nut November. But the reasons are a little sketchy. We thought we'd bring it up because we don't quite know really what is going on. According to the group's own description, those who have found it hard to go even a few days without it, you know what I mean? Bash the bishop, whatever you want to call it. Are attempting to challenge their dependency. It's a movement. Obviously, there's Movember, and now there's No Nut November. And we like to get behind any great cause on this show, but...
If it's for men's health, we are.
Well, I don't know whether it's for men's health. It's for guys who've got an addiction, I think.
That's
what I'm getting about it. Yeah. But the goal is simple. You cannot do the business throughout the month, all right? You can do anything else, but you're just not allowed to do
it. You can't touch it.
Yeah, basically. You can't get to that point of no return.
You can't get close to it, Lou.
Which, I mean, the group acts as a kind of support network for abstainers. And they share their personal anecdotes and offer each other encouragement as one another, as thousands of newly...
Yeah, subscribers.
Well, men struggle through the month. And the confessions, they've got on the list here in the article, they're quite emotional and they're sort of thanking other people to going on the journey with him and helping and everything else. And some are saying it's actually been the longest I've been without nutting since I started when I was 12 years of age.
Can they make love, though?
No.
Okay.
It's completely off the agenda. That's why it doesn't sit well with us here on this show.
You know, can they watch naughty movies?
Well, you can do whatever you like. As long as
but as long as you don't touch it.
You can touch. You can do whatever you like. You're just not allowed to get to
the other
state.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
like, I'm with you. Yeah.
I looked at that, then I thought, oh, let's do a bit of research.
Okay.
Because I've been told you're supposed to, from a health point of view,
yeah.
It's good to clean the pipes, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
But there is another thing happening, which I think is right up our alley, Jars.
Yep.
And it's a thing known as love mist.
Right.
And it's where people are doing this now in the UK, and I think we should bring it to Adelaide. You actually give the guys a bit of a freeze.
Yeah.
And it helps you have better relationship.
Wow.
All right. And as I said, known as love mist, it blasts your bits with a negative 256 degree Fahrenheit liquid nitrogen vapor. And the bonus of it is, because you know what happens? Because when something gets really cold, what does the body do?
Mm.
Sends heat.
To the area.
To the area.
Yeah.
More blood for the heat.
Okay.
So from a health point of view, absolutely amazing stuff. And the fact they reckon, from a better looking point of view as well, because when you freeze something, It rejuvenates the cells.
Wow.
So, I mean, two things to look at here. I don't think...
How will that affect you?
Me?
You, in your prime, as we know. Well, you're in your prime. You got date night on Fridays with Mumsy.
So, for me, I'm not a no-nut November kind of guy.
Could you abstain from this or not?
Oh, no. Why would I? Okay. It's unhealthy.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, see? Yeah, exactly, mate. Well played. Fine. I'm into the love mist. I mean, the boys do it, cryotherapy for the crows as a part of their recovery. Why can't we just sort of focus in, narrow down, and get organised?
Yeah.
I mean, how's yours? Does it...
Can't touch this.
Do you need to be involved? I mean, is there any need for you to abstain? Or is it just happening naturally?
No.
like a few of our boys around here seem to suggest it is for them. All right.
I don't know if I could subscribe to it, Lou.
Why would you do it to yourself?
Yeah, but these boys, they're obviously concerned.
They've got issues.
They've got issues, Lulu.
I mean...
No nut November.
You can't touch this.
I would think my simple...
It's a massive movement.
My simple piece of advice is this.
Where do they march?
Get your hand off it.
Where do they march? Can we...
If you're going that bad, if you're honest, on a serious note, if you're out there and you're going that bad, you can't do your own... You know, if you've got to keep doing that... Mm.
There's a lot of sex addicts out there that need help.
Yeah. Sex addiction is one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, pulling the put addiction is another, is it not?
You can't touch this.
I mean, I don't know if any of this will make it to air. but I look at a movement like that and I go, why? I'm being very honest. Why?
Yeah. And what happens to the women and the partner?
Yeah. Imagine if you were in the relationship on the other side.
They get stressed.
Male or female, you're going, well, hang on a minute, what are you doing? You're going a month because you've got an issue, so I'm the one paying for it.
That's it. That's it.
I don't get that either. I mean, that's not helping anyone's case. I mean, don't say we don't talk about the big, important stuff
this
here
is
on the Rush
news.
Hour. All right,
well done. So, all right, no nut November.
So good luck.
Can't touch this.
All the best of luck to you.
Stay away from it.
Maz, hang
Don't
in there.
Touch it.
Hang in there, Mazza.
All right, beautiful. What's up next, Sean?
It's the Rush Hour now. I don't know.
Well, it's almost the end of November. So that's the good news.
Jars and Louis here at Triple M.